All right, let's continue. Prince's strategy for ending class stated concisely, but we're going to unpack over the next few weeks. Dance, music, sex, romance. Our needs are basic and sweet. We don't need total control of everything and everyone in the world. We don't need drone surveillance on every home to prove to ourselves how smart we are. We don't need to know what every living soul is doing or thinking. So we don't need to reduce every thought and action to a predetermined manipulable quantity that can be digitized and uploaded to their central brain on which to unleash a few thousand armies of dead souls or souls in hiding to invent predictive algorithms for. No, we don't need no total control of us. No. We know what we're doing. We're making love and music in every sense of those words, in collaboration and harmony with all free beings. And as we work on making our souls so, we know Prince is walking with us step by step. Come now, all ye strays of the world. There's a place for you in love's kingdom, boys and girls. All are welcome to. Surrender, all ye sad of heart. Today, hold back no tears. The past is gone when we can start conquering our fears. Strays of the world, all ye boys and girls around the world, fear not, all ye lonely ones. Love will find us soon. This will kiss the rising sun and make love to the moon. Strays of the world, come on. The door is open. Come on in. Come. And that's from his song, Strays of the World, from the CD, Crystal Ball, 1998. I think we can view Prince as a living manifestation of the truth of the words of Emily Dickinson. To fill a gap, insert the thing that caused it, block it up with other, and 'twill yawn the more. You cannot solder an abyss with air. Prince, our most exquisitely sensitive observer and diagnostician of souls, became the emphatic partner needed to show us by his model what we've lost, ourselves. A living manifestation, then, of a solution to Socrates' dilemma. How to help those conditioned to be blind to what is missing in them finally see it. The spirit of their true selves calling to them from a distance and to long for and achieve reunion. In the interview excerpt with Prince that I posted for this show, Prince discusses the importance of being shown what we're trying to learn. Also, one of his survival tactics for living under class, the one I think of as the soul selects, and then his relationship with Miles Davis. Quote from Prince, "We learn like that. We learn from being shown. It doesn't come from books and just reading it. We need to be shown." And that really does explain a big part of how he saw his purpose here and his MO, his strategy. So it's having really good teachers and a bar that's so high. Creating your own universe is the key to it, I believe, and letting all the people that you need occupy that universe. I'm blessed enough to be able to say that Miles Davis was a friend when he was alive. And he was a wonderful mentor and really, really funny. He could critique something you've done by humor and out of love. People he cared about, he tried to help. And that's unquote from Prince. Tellingly, there was zero interest displayed on the part of the interviewer, an African-American man, to Prince's mention of Miles. What he was interested in, however, was how Prince distinguished false friends from true. My son said, Prince should have answered, if they're interested in hearing about my relationship with Miles Davis, I know they're true. Once we have ourselves again, at long last, what others did, the crimes of the power guys, assuming they are no longer abusing us, becomes irrelevant. Happiness for us begins with the age of power ended. It is that great grievance that we are burdened with under class, the loss of our authenticness, our true selves, that speaks to us of retribution, of rage, that warps and wounds continuously. Once that is in the past, we could almost care less what they did. We already know what they did. They slaughtered without mercy indiscriminately. They caused disease to be spread wide among us. They committed genocide. They targeted our most powerful and brilliant gems from among our artists and activists, those who modeled true power in authentic ownership of self, in wholeness, for elimination and or punishment, simply because they don't want us to see authentic power. Punishment is their MO. We want no part of it, of this sick mindset. We want to finally, at long last, live our gifts.